All right, Gordo, come in.
Yes, I'm right here, Craig. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm broadcasting live. I don't know if you can see my position just yet. If you can kind of glance around.
Let me stand up and see if I can find you.
Maybe you can find me.
I think I've got you now.
I'm standing right in front of you.
Approximately 9 inches in front of me.
Yes, and isn't that a beautiful 9 inches? Hello, Internet.
Hope you enjoyed that.
Yes, thank you.
Somebody shoot me.
Okay, I'd love to.
Please do.
Yes.
Put me
out
of my misery.
A few quick hits before I head out with the wireless microphone. You know that television show Justified that has a P1 that writes for it?
Yes.
And that did the whole, they put the anus conversation in there. apparently there is a character on there named Ty Walker now.
Yeah.
And also another one named Seabass.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Yeah.
But, okay, why is this guy doing this? Why is he risking his career?
You got to come up with character names, and he's a big P1, so why not put ticket names in
there? Yeah, apparently he also worked What About Eggs into the episode.
Did he really work in What About Eggs?
In a very tense moment, too. It was really funny.
Oh, my goodness. I need to hear that. And an official apology to someone on the crew. Craig, you were right. 5 years after the debut of the iPad, which, by the way, I believe the anniversary was yesterday when Steve Jobs unveiled the iPad, it is becoming clear that they are a specialized instrument that is not going to replace the laptop anytime soon. As a matter of fact, they are being squeezed out by smartphones and the increasing portability of very lightweight laptops.
You know, I'm probably more proud of this prediction than any prediction I've made in the 21-year history of the ticket, because I took so much grief from the iPad/tablet community, and now, and I'm, this is even ahead of schedule. I did predict 5 years, but I predicted that about 4 years ago. I still got another year, but it's...
Did you predict it would be gone, though?
I predicted it would basically be obsolete. That there was no my whole point was there was no need for it. It was invented by Apple and marketed by Apple to make you think you needed it, but it did. You can do everything with your phone or your laptop. There was just, it was a completely unnecessary device.
Yeah, they're going to be around, but like Gordon said, it's going to be a very niche market.
Yes.
Yeah, it's, so, you know, like medical technicians,
education,
and things like that.
Yeah.
But it's not the thing that consumers really need anymore. And as a matter of fact, they are more awkward than anything else.
Yes.
I mean, my laptop is not awkward because it's either on my lap or it's on a desk somewhere. And my smartphone isn't because I can hold it in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
But my iPad uses two hands and you can't balance it on anything.
And you guys were my best test market because you each got an iPad and you always looked really awkward using it, and then they just you stopped using them and never went back to them because I think you figured out, hey, I've got a laptop and a phone. It's awkward to use this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need it.
You know what? I think I would still be using mine had I just not been quite so lazy. It went out. It just went black, like for a second time, and I was too worn out.
Had a girl do that to me.
Too worn out to take it back to Apple.
Really?
It's just,
it doesn't work and you didn't even...
I just tied a line around it and put it in my boat.
Used it as a boat anchor.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, congratulations, Junior.
Thank you.
You win.
Thank you.
Is it just the headphones that are scratchy, Killer? It's a little technical.
Must be.
Okay,
yeah,
you sound good.
Okay, just checking. All right, now I'm heading out with the wireless microphone. This is always a fun event. Let's see what this guy's doing. Hey, sir, what you doing? Hello?
Oh, hello?
Yeah, what you doing? We're live on the air in Dallas.
Oh, perfect. Well, Westwood One, man. I'm with Westwood One. You know,
oh,
okay. Do the national radio.
Yeah.
Cumulus
Big
Brothers.
Thing, right?
And what are you doing for Westwood One?
So what I do, so I bring guests around. You know, Kevin Harlan, Mark Malone, James Lofton, the biggest names in sports broadcasts. Bring them around. They talk to stations. It's all right. It's fun. Good gig, right?
Sounds like a good gig. Where's James Lofton right now?
James Lofton is probably... eating breakfast.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for the update on James Lofton. No, it's all right. I got to get moving.
All right.
So, all you James. Now, James Lofton, I believe, is a P1, isn't
yep.
he?
Yeah, he lives in DeSoto.
Okay.
Home of the Eagles.
Yeah.
It always seems like we're trying to find females, doesn't it? When we're out here. Why
you
is
are.
That?
Boy, and it's such a sausage fest in here.
It is.
It's.
How you doing, sir?
50
hey,
to 1
you?
Male.
What's your name?
I'm Chris Delgado.
Chris Delgado, the Chris Delgado?
Yes, the world famous Chris Delgado.
Yeah.
So,
what do you do for a living?
I'm a videographer, so I'm working with NBC Sports today.
Uh-huh. You got quite an interesting look. How would you describe this look? It's kind of like the Milli Vanilli guy that I think the one that didn't commit suicide.
My look's very unique. I try to do things that are different.
Sounds very specific, yes.
Yeah, the hats, boots, you know, I'm a Jimi Hendrix fan, so I got the hair going and everything.
Who's the most famous person you've seen in here today?
Actually, this morning, I just got here about a half hour ago, and I ran into LaDainian Tomlinson.
Oh, yeah,
he's the only guy I've seen so far.
Ask him where he's
I'm
from.
Sure, you know,
where are you from?
From Arizona. I live out here.
Oh, okay.
That's what I thought.
I thought we knew him.
I'm here working the Super Bowl and having a good time.
Generic.
It's fun, man. Yeah.
Well, good. Anything else generic you want to say?
Go Hawks.
Okay, there you go. Hawks. Thanks a lot.
Anything else generic you
I
want
thought
to say?
It was a girl when I was walking up to him because he's so small. Look how tiny he is.
Can't see him.
Looks like he's walking right by you over here on the far side on your
right. In the hat?
Oh, yeah.
This is the same woman I talked to yesterday.
From
How
Denver?
You doing today?
Is she from Denver?
Didn't I talk to you yesterday?
Yeah.
Did you get in trouble for talking to us?
No, I'm just not
going
to talk to you today.
Oh.
How are you doing, ma'am?
Doing well, thanks.
What's your name?
I'm Jenna.
I'm Jenna. My name's Gordon with the Ticket in Dallas.
How are you this morning?
What do you do out here, Jenna?
I have a local sports talk radio show that I do.
Okay. Local where?
Here in Phoenix.
Oh, okay. That would make sense using the term local there. Well, did you go to school here in Phoenix?
No, I actually grew up in Michigan and moved out here for this job with Fox Sports 910.
Hmm. Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 23.
23.
Asking for local tips.
She did really well.
Can you tell us, give us some local tips on where to eat? We're from Dallas, so, and we oftentimes eat as humans.
That's true. Oftentimes we do eat as humans. Well, you're in the Southwest. You're going to have a lot of really awesome, authentic Mexican food if you're into that.
We got that at home.
I would say Papi Chulo's is just down the road. They have some awesome Super Bowl specials. But the hole-in-the-wall dive bar type places are where you get the best Mexican food. But there's a place really close to here. It's out by Fan Fest in Scottsdale, and it's called Filiberto's. And it's drive-through, and it looks like a chain, but it's totally authentic Mexican cuisine. Hit that up.
All right. What about Italian?
I went to a really awesome place. It's kind of far out of the way, but it was just last night.
I mean, like dating Italian. I'm an Italian guy, so what do you think?
Stone and Ivy for food, for women. Stay where you're at.
Okay.
Tell your lover.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
Was she hot?
Man, that was a cute one. She was really cute.
Yeah, she looked like it from this distance.
I know, and now that I'm just about old enough to have sire someone of that age, it just kind of creeps me out.
Me too.
Does it?
Yeah, to watch you around a 23-year-old, that is
creepy. No, I'm saying what creeps me out is that I have no problem with that.
No.
With dating a 23-year-old. All right, let me go back over here. I got to watch where I go, where we don't run into our nemesis.
I think he's on the very opposite side.
He's here.
Across.
I haven't seen him.
Is he?
I don't know if he's here this morning, but I've heard reports that he's been here.
I haven't seen him.
Actually, I think I see him now.
Really?
Yeah, make sure you stay away from him.
All right. There really is not much going on over here. Maybe I'll... Hey, here's that woman who said she wouldn't talk to me. Let's see if I can talk to her again.
No, don't make somebody mad.
All right.
I don't want to get a
complaint. Can you talk to me now? No? Not... Okay. Sorry.
A complaint file on us.
Killer, go man the station and stop taking photographs.
He's out of control.
He's all about his Twitter
account. We have levels to man back here.
I know.
Something goes wrong. You guys got to scramble. It's just not fair.
Come work this camera, killer.
Hey, there's a... This girl's part of the Cumulus Nation over here in the corner.
Where?
This blonde girl. Come back into our section.
Okay. Well, hold on.
She'll talk to us.
How you doing, ma'am? Gordon of the Ticket.
Sorry, I'm busy.
Okay, yeah.
Is that the one you thought would talk?
Yeah, this is a different one. Mm. She looks very similar. Okay, over here. Go over there, killer. What are you doing?
Yeah, killer, quit following him around.
Which girl? The one in the orange?
No, in the very corner sitting down. Killer's been helping her every morning.
This is KNBR, sister station.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, Jesus. Who is this guy? Just pushed me out of the way. I don't know what happened there. Is that Chris Visser just pushed
me
out of the way?
Yes, that is Chris Visser.
What's he doing pushing
me?
He's so weird.
Hey, Chris, what's the deal? You pushed me out of the way.
I bumped into you. I'm sorry about that.
No, it was kind of violent. I didn't know if you were mad at me or something.
Oh, my gosh, no. How could anybody ever be mad at me?
No, they couldn't. They couldn't. All right. Just checking.
It's tense.
Man, I'm telling you, that dude just hit me.
He's so weird.
We'll find out. All right. Yeah, 680. This is our sister station. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Gordon Keith with The Ticket in Dallas. I don't know if y'all have ever heard of us, but we've heard of you.
We've definitely heard of you guys, of course.
Oh, no. What do you hear about us? I mean, do the Dickies fly into town and dish dirt on us?
No, actually, it's mostly positive, other than the fact that you guys talk about the Cowboys, a team that we love to hate. Mm-hmm. But, hey, man, your engineer killer got me up and running because our boss in San Francisco was too cheap to send anyone out here with me. So you guys got that going for you. That's a positive right there.
Yeah, I know. That is good. I'm sorry you guys are the victim of budget cuts.
Isn't everybody, though, these days?
Yes, we do. You can tell they cut my wardrobe budget in half.
I didn't want to comment on that, but since you brought it up.
Now, do you guys have a Christmas party?
What's that?
Oh. You don't have that anymore. And you're on middays?
5 a.m. to noon in San Francisco. Yes. So
your morning drive like we are.
Yeah, morning drive, just like you guys. Yeah.
And how long have you guys been doing the morning show there?
Well, guys have been doing the morning show for at least 9 years, and I've been on with them for the past 3.5.
3.5, and what function do you serve?
I do the sports updates, and I'm also kind of the third wheel on the show, making sure the boys stay in line and don't get too off kilter sometimes.
And where did you grow up?
Fresno and Clovis, California, so smack dab in the middle of the states.
You have kind of a classic rock voice. Have you ever done any DJing?
I haven't done any DJing, but I'll take that as a compliment.
Would you like to?
If the opportunity arose, you got something for me in Dallas?
Ever say, here's Red Skies at
Night
by The Fix.
Say, here's Red Skies at Night by The Fix.
Here's Red Skies at Night by The Fix.
That's pretty good, huh? Sounds pretty good.
1 minute.
All right. Love you.
Love you guys, too.
Thank you.
Our sister.
Yeah, she is our sister.